This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're inviting you to join us on the radio if you want. Open phones all the time right here. Somebody asked me earlier in the Discord chat, this was earlier this afternoon, would you allow the Grand Dragon of the KKK to call into the show?
Yes.
And I said, it's open phones.
Right. This is amazing to me. Is the people that don't want somebody that they don't want on the air on Free Talk Live, who have never picked up the phone.
Yeah.
Complain to us via writing. You're a freaking coward. Shut up.
We let a communist call in every single night. Her name's Sarah. We've had Chris Cantwell call into the show. I don't care if they're commies or Black Panthers or KKK or whatever. I want to hear people's ideas. I want to be able to address them. And,
the presumption here is that whatever idea this person has does not stand up under scrutiny, or that we're incompetent what we do. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that complain like this don't only not call into the show,
right.
They don't listen to the show.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Shut the F up. You don't have any business telling me how to do my show if you don't listen. Shut up.
Even if they do listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but it's open phones.
Nobody who listens says that,
right.
Ian.
It's open phone. Well, I don't know if that's true. I think they were just trolling. But, ultimately, it's open phones for a reason. Because we do want to hear different opinions. We do want to hear from people who don't necessarily agree with us. Now, of course, some people say, well, then why don't you have people in the studio who you disagree with on a more frequent basis? Well, kind of the history of the show has been that we have libertarians hosting the show. And certainly within the hosts, we have disagreements. Some of them are quite vehement. You were yelling at me earlier tonight, Mark, as a matter of fact. Every now and then we will have a special guest host who breaks from the libertarian mold a little bit further. But the phones are open all the time, and you're welcome to call in and join us here tonight. So far, I think we've been through, a whole hour of the show without a single call? It's up to you, if you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, I want you to know that Zencash is now known as Horizon. What is Horizon? Well, it's more than just a cryptocurrency. It's a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform also enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to have private chat with other people on the Horizon network. And soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. So learn more over at horizon.global, horizen.global. Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio tonight. We started out talking about Google and an attempt to suppress a memo that was revealing that Google is actually evil, and they are teaming up with the Chinese government to release a special app just for China, which requires you to log in order to even do a search in the first place. And, of course, we'll have all kinds of tracking and blocking and censorship abilities built right into it for the Chinese government. Now, Melanie, we're going to move on to a different type of suppression. This from a scientific journal?
Yes.
Tell us what's going on and where's the story from?
This is from Reason, who I usually don't get along with real well.
They do some good reporting at Reason.
Oh, I like Reason.
But
I like Fee. I like Reason.
So the title here, a mathematician, because that's completely controversial, says activists made his paper disappear because its findings offended him.
Wait. They offended the activists, the mathematician.
Offended them.
Okay, gotcha.
Theodore Hill, a retired professor of mathematics at Georgia Tech, claims that activists successfully pressured the New York Journal of Mathematics to delete an article he had written for the academic journal because it considered a politically incorrect subject, the achievement gap between men and women at very high levels of human intelligence.
Okay.
The greater male variability hypothesis, first proposed by Charles Darwin, suggests that there are more men than women at both the bottom and the very top of distribution for intelligence scores.
Let's rephrase that, meaning that what the Darwin's theory and this apparently this paper was backing up was that there are more men who are intelligent and more men who are dumb.
Stupid.
Yes. So
at the sort of the bell curve, or there's not really a bell curve with men. It's sort of like a reverse bell curve or something.
Women's IQ bell curve looks like a regular bell curve.
Yeah.
And men's IQ bell curve is, or I guess that makes it technically not a bell curve. It's high on the low end, mm-hmm. and it's high on the high end and not so much average.
There has to be a bump in the middle. I mean, it has to be pretty high in the middle, too. I mean, just average is by its definition average.
But the averages of humans.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. We're averaging humans. Yeah.
So, like, if every single woman was 100 and every and it's not every single, but every if every single woman was 100, every single man was a 180, either a 180 or half of them were 180 and half of them were 20, the average would still be 100.
Yeah,
so
the bell curve isn't showing an average.
Would still be a bell curve.
The bell curve is just showing a distribution.
I tend to think that it is unlikely, and I'm not talking about averages here, I tend to think it's unlikely that there's actually a concentration of intelligence and the opposite with men, that in fact that it's just more so apparent in men, if that makes
sense.
Like,
I'm not saying like it's a spike, nothing, and a spike.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. That's, okay.
It might be a blob rather than
I think
a spike.
That there's a surprise extra, you know, there's a little higher surprises on the end for men and than there are for women. But this is just, my perception of this also has to do with, this is what I've been told a good portion of my life, too. That, you know, this may very well be true. I don't know how useful this information is when I meet a woman. I don't immediately presume this person is dumber than the other people that I'm going to meet throughout life. However, I do immediately presume that everybody is dumber than me.
Well, right, and so general stats aren't necessarily relevant when the question is what are the qualities of this individual, but they, you know, they can be useful for some things, I'm sure.
Also, okay. I did pull up what appears to be the actual graphs here, the scale that we're talking about here, and it shows the
men are just a flatter bell curve.
Yeah, there's a better way to describe it. So it shows that there's a little bit more of a poof on the ends of the curve, so the dumb end and the smart end of men than there is of women. They tend to go a little deeper, meaning that the dumbness of men goes down further than the women's scale, and the intelligence of men goes up a little further than the intelligence of women. In the middle, it's more depressed, right? So it looks more like to create a visual here, it looks more triangular on the female in the middle, and it's flatter, as you said, in the middle for the men, with more extension on the ends.
I'd also like to point out that intelligence takes lots of different forms.
It does.
So, when you're talking about IQ,
you have to test differently for those.
I believe, this doesn't make me right, but I believe it. I believe I'm going to show up higher in an IQ test than my wife does. However, this woman is certain I'm stupid, right? Like she watches me lose my car keys on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. She knows I can't remember what I had for breakfast. The kind of mind that I have is really good for some things and really bad for some
things.
What
I've noticed is that people who are disagreeing with someone being intelligent will bring up examples of why they don't have a good memory, and those are not the same quality.
Oh, memory's close to intelligence. If you can memorize certain things, you will pass for intelligent. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you can memorize rote facts and have no processing ability whatsoever.
Absolutely. But if I get on the air and I can talk about, you know, memorize dates and places and names of, you know, world leaders and conflicts that passed throughout history, all I have to do is have some kind of functioning knowledge of history and economics, and I don't have to put things together. I just regurgitate things. Bam, I'm a talk show host.
Let's go on with your story.
So, yeah, more men than women are Nobel Prize winners and chess grand champions, and more men than women are homeless, unemployed, and in prison.
Right.
I don't know that is the great evidence either, but okay.
Well, getting caught maybe is factor.
No, I mean, you know, like having a different priority doesn't mean that you have low intelligence. So a woman may just want to work at a home, and that's going to make it less like you win a Nobel Prize.
Well, they do say that here in the Breitbart story that if you know if you look at people with high IQs, that they're more likely to be men. And if you look at people with low IQs, they're more likely to be men.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash is now Horizon, and Free Talk Live is giving away some Zen. Over the last 6 weeks, we've given away 8 Zen, and we're giving away more. To enter the next giveaway, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com and tell us how you listen to the show. The winner will be randomly selected from all entries received before noon on Wednesday, September 26th. Again, to enter, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com. Tell us how you listen to the show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And I do want to make sure you know about the Tom Woods Show. Tom is a gentleman that a lot of people got to know during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He is a New York Times best-selling author, has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, Tom has been putting out his Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far, with guests including Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics covered including the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. Find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. So we've been talking about intelligence here, and apparently a study that was suppressed in some scientific journal, and I don't recall what which one that is, but we've talked previously, and I don't know if it's been on shows that you've been on, Melanie, but there has been a topic previously about these journals and how politically correct a lot of them are and how manipulated a lot of them are. So this news doesn't surprise me that there is some sort of political suppression going on here. Like,
don't you think
God.
the news that men are more likely to be smart than women is surprising to the American public, though?
It's a surprising headline, but the other side of the headline is that men are also more likely to be dumber than women.
I think it's probably true. A male's job, sort of in nature, is to provide genetic diversity. In the human primate, we have added to our repertoire of reasons to mate is that we can protect and provide and a few other things. Maybe fix a car, that kind of thing. But all in all, yeah, it's genetic diversity. So, yes, I'm unsurprised that a man's, that men are more likely to be intelligent and less intelligent than women.
Okay. Tell us more.
Yeah. So.
You're sharing with us the news. I forget where it's from, though.
Reason,
okay.
Men as a group express greater variability in aptitude and ability. This difference, of course, need not be innate, although it probably is. It could be the case that social custom and pressure has punished women for failing anywhere outside the norm. They kind of say that as if that's not the case for men, too. But
I don't really know what it means. What?
Punish women for falling, I think, not failing.
If you act in countercultural ways that you will be punished by the culture.
Yes.
It's almost a tautology.
Yeah, that's true for any gender.
Writing for, I think this is the Quillette, Hill says that he and a co-author came up with a theoretical model that would help explain the gap, then attempted to publish a paper about their work in Mathematical Intelligencer. The paper was accepted, though the topic is controversial. Larry Summers resigned as president of Harvard University in part due to criticism he received for broaching the subject variability at an academic conference.
Well, right about now, you're not allowed to say things like, men are smarter than women or something like that.
Or even just that men and women are different. We've kind of convinced ourselves otherwise, as absurd as that seems on its face.
I know. That's absolutely true.
Yeah, I'll also add in here, just for the record, that ultimately it's only the individual who matters, and these are just studies on groups.
I mean, this is useless information for anybody but somebody who wants to read scientific journals. So the man or woman whom you meet next, mm-hmm. the new unmet person, is going to be as smart or as stupid as they are, and it really has, you do not know. Just like if you flip a coin, you don't know if you're going to get heads or tails next. This information is basically useless at a social, at an individual level.
It's an interesting thing to point out. It's also interesting that it's being suppressed. That, I agree with you, is definitely the more newsworthy aspect of this.
Yeah, we've known about this curve for a long time. That's really the story. I don't know why they're doing that. But,
why they're suppressing it? It's political.
Yeah, I do know why they're suppressing it. It's ridiculous. So if you have an individual in front of you, the demographics don't matter. So most women lean left. Most women are more feelsy than logical. Most women have high empathy.
Most women
none
want
of
to have
that
a baby.
Is me because it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Even though maybe those things aren't true about me. Maybe you disagree with that, but whatever.
But you do want to have a baby. So you're like most women in that way.
I don't know if that's true anymore.
That's pretty true.
Okay.
That's
Ian,
talking.
But yeah, so okay, so that's a way I'm like most of. I'm not going
to
be like the exact
if,
opposite of all women,
if,
right?
If that's not true, I would be interested to see that. But it's sort of like the biological drive of humans to reproduce. Yeah. So most of them are interested in having children,
I don't know,
especially
the,
women.
Until recently, the survival of the species didn't depend on people wanting to have children. It depended on people wanting to do things that cause children. So most women and most people could still not want children.
But they end up with them anyway on accident.
I'm not getting a good response from Google on this one. It seems as though it's a foregone conclusion that people want children, period.
Yeah.
And that there's not much evidence.
They sure spend a lot of time and effort trying to avoid them, though.
I think that
trying to avoid
they
thing
want
they
them
want.
Later is
they
is
want to plan
the response.
Yeah, yeah. Toll free number tonight 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I'm excited to report that they're finally going to open a woman. They already did open one up like a women only daytime shelter, just completely away from the men. So I'm really excited. I'm going to go down there to get some clothes without a bunch of desperate homeless men that are leering at me and trying to make
me... Wait, you're
going to
go down there and get some clothes?
The homeless shelter?
Well, it's a daytime shelter. They already separate that.
What is a daytime shelter?
Well, what places where you can take a nap and get lunch and use the phone, get mail there.
Places to go instead of looking for a job, right?
Well, people that, you know, are homeless, you know, that need a sack lunch.
So it is a homeless shelter. But it's not an overnight homeless shelter, is what you're saying.
The homeless shelter that I support here in Keene, New Hampshire, on an annual basis.
They have a drop-in center there.
They do, but they basically have that open. It has information on how to get jobs.
They don't give away food at the drop-in center.
And then they kick people out to go look for jobs.
Well, they kick people out when they're open for the overnight. So the homeless shelter you're talking about, Mark, here in Keene, is a privately run shelter that is open overnights for the 100 coldest nights of the year. They
right.
kick people out in the morning. They don't kick people out of the drop-in center. I mean, maybe if they've been there forever, they'll be like, all right, you got to move on. But the drop-in center is open for people that want to come in and, you know, grab a coat or something like that. If they don't, you know, if they don't have a coat for the wintertime, they do give away things like that that they've collected from the community to the homeless folks, or work on their resume or get some counseling or something like that. So there is something similar going on there. But what you're saying, Sarah, that makes this one in New Mexico special to you is that it's women's only. Now, is this a government-run shelter?
Well, it was actually formerly run by the rescue mission, and they changed their name to Steel Ways. But it's funded by the church.
Funded by church. All right. Well, if that's the case, then I say, you know, more power to them. If it's privately funded, then they should be able to do whatever it is they want to do. I thank you for the call. We're coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use Private Internet Access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sat down for an exclusive interview on Fox News. Now let's take a listen to a portion of that interview where Kavanaugh discusses the party where the alleged attack took place.
This is an allegation about a party
in the summer of 1982 at a house near Connecticut Avenue and East West Highway with five people present. I was never at any such party. The other people who are alleged to be present have said they do not remember any such party.
Prosecutors on Monday asked a judge to sentence Bill Cosby to 5 to 10 years in prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman. Meanwhile, his attorney argued that the 81-year-old comedian is too old and too frail to serve time behind bars. Cosby was convicted in April of sexually assaulting a woman, and Judge Stephen O'Neill is expected to sentence Cosby on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial on in here, toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And also, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features, they're all completely free for you, so head on over there and enjoy those. Also, I want to make sure you know about the Blink Home Security System. Your property and your family are precious, so protect them. With Blink, as we have done. Mark, you've got it at your house. We got the Blink security
system. It's awesome.
Here. I got to say, it has helped me actually recently catch a mouse. Well, I don't know if I've caught the mouse.
Burglar.
I don't know if I have caught the mouse, but okay. I know he exists because he's shown up on that Blink camera more than once at this point, so I have set a trap.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but rodents just exist in New Hampshire in the winter.
Especially it wasn't even really wintertime. It's still kind of, you know,
they get cold, too. They don't have the body mass that you do.
Right.
They get cold.
Yeah, and that the room that one of the cameras in is pretty, well, easy to get into if you're a mouse.
It's also not particularly warm, but it beats the heck out of being in the snow.
Yep, so Blink Home Security will alert you to all kinds of things that are moving in front of your security cameras, including bad guys as well. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL.
It'll catch the mouse. It'll catch the bad guy.
And you can get yours for 15% off. Now, it's already shockingly affordable, I will say this, and super easy to use because they're wireless cameras, meaning you pop batteries in, and you put them where you want. Yeah, it's so easy to set this thing up, and I've done it, so I know how easy it is. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink, by the way, is an Amazon company, which means Blink works with Alexa, and there's no contracts for Blink. and no subscriptions. So really, you want to talk about keeping it simple, this does it, and it works.
I'd buy this setup even if they were never an advertiser.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the IQ distribution between men and women, and I don't know if there's much more to your story, Melanie. I didn't ask you. Were you reading a piece from Reason about
if you want me to summarize
cover-up? No, you can continue if you want. I didn't know where we were.
Yeah, well, the real story is that they disappeared the paper.
A journal, a so-called scientific journal.
Yeah.
Worried about what people would think, just flushed it down the memory hole.
Yeah, so it goes on, as might have been anticipated, the paper was poorly received by feminist scholars. Hill's co-author, I have no idea how to say that.
What is a feminist scholar? I mean, you either believe the truth or you don't. You don't need to put an adjective on a feminist.
So we can just make up industries and pretend to study them.
Well,
whether that's feminism or anything else.
Right. It's either. So feminism, my understanding of the basic explanation of feminism is that women should be equal under the law to men.
And
that's
there
how they
waves?
Sell it, but that is not what the people.
Wasn't that the original feminism? Aren't there like three waves
even
of feminism?
Even first wave feminism was not looking for equality because they wanted to give women all the extra rights that men have, but not give them all the extra responsibilities that men have.
What is an example of that? A right?
So, for example, they could vote, but they didn't have to be drafted.
Oh, I see. Okay. They can't blame them for that.
Right, well, but that's not
no sane
really,
person wants to be drafted.
Right, but that's not
sure.
really. But that's not really equality, though, still. Any setup the state have is not, is yeah. not going to be...
Right.
Has is not going to be just. But you're not saying, I don't want... This one, I want this other one. You're saying I want all the benefits of this one.
I see.
So,
yeah.
At a faculty meeting the week before, the department head had explained that sometimes values such as academic freedom and free speech come into conflict with other values to which Penn State was committed.
Cowardice. That's the other value, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Free speech has come into conflict with our other values. What exactly are you talking about? What is the other value that you are talking about here? It's
because if you have a
right?
reputation
really
to
a
this study, go ahead and publish it.
But didn't they say academics and free speech?
Yeah, read the statement one more time, please.
At a faculty meeting the week before, the department head had explained that sometimes values such as academic freedom and free speech come into conflict with other values to which Penn State was committed.
Yeah, I'd love to hear them identify those.
Well, the free speech to me from a professor doesn't particularly matter. What matters is their ability to talk about science. If they're, you know, if that's what they do, this is a mathematician, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're just simply graphing what they have found, then that is truth. That's not freedom of speech. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's
freedom of
doing
speech.
His job, really, if he's
right.
supposed to be doing statistics.
Go on. What else we got?
A female colleague had then instructed that the department head that he needed to admit and fight bias, adding that the belief that, quote, women have a lesser chance to succeed in mathematics at the very top end is bias. Now, notice that she completely ignores the bottom end as well, because they're, again, feminists
the
only seeking the benefits.
Men are also dumber than women at the bottom end, is what you're saying, yeah.
The department had said that he had spent endless hours talking to people who explained that the paper was, quote, bad and harmful, which are irrelevant qualities to a statistics.
To truth,
right.
It's either statistically
true. This is what
true.
Science is supposed to be about, is about releasing, you know, trying to get as close to the truth as possible, right?
Right.
Testing, constantly testing hypothesis and then retesting and proving people wrong and, you know, creating something that's a little closer to the truth simply so we can know what it is, right? And what they're saying is here, well, if the truth is uncomfortable, we just need to put it in the memory hole. And that's, it's not a surprise. I mean, no one's surprised by this particular news headline that college would behave this way.
Right.
The
biggest problem I have with this is that they distinguished and delineated between the sexes as though they're different. And there's probably more, there's significantly more similarities than there are differences between the sexes.
But there are differences.
But that's the biggest problem I have with it. Yep, there are differences on the whole.
It wasn't entitled, this is a complete comparison of men and women of the human species.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was a conclusion on a single issue.
Right.
And as far as we know, it's an accurate conclusion. So if somebody has a counter argument to that, that's fine. But whether or not it makes people have good feels is utterly irrelevant to, of all things, mathematics.
Yeah, what are they worried about exactly? I mean, are they worried that this paper being published in a scientific journal, getting out there, because it's getting out there now,
yep.
But, you know, are they worried that it's going to get out there?
Yeah, I'm not saying journals.
Are they worried that it's going to get out there and somehow affect their, student enrollment? No, it's not going to affect anything at all. They're worried about who's concerned. Is it a good party school? Are they going to get a job or whatever? They're not concerned about what the Journal of the Department of Mathematics published.
That's not what they care about. What they care about is that young women will in some way, shape, or form be disincentivized into getting into STEM fields.
Which is probably a good thing. So let's keep doing that.
Why do you want to do that?
Because if they're in STEM fields, then they're probably not at home raising kids.
What do you want them at home raising kids for?
What do you care?
Because I live in the same society as them.
I don't understand.
So why would you want a woman who doesn't?
What's the point?
Okay, yeah. So if she doesn't want kids, or she's a lesbian, or something like that, yeah, by all means, go be engineer.
Are you saying that you can't have kids and be a good engineer, or be a good engineer and have kids?
Yeah, I am going to say that.
Why?
Because one of you needs to be at home taking care of the kids.
Okay. So,
and you kind of have this non-option for a 9-month-plus period as to who that's going to be. So,
a non-option?
Yeah, you can't just be like, okay,
I see what you're saying.
The husband can't be pregnant, no matter how badly you want that to happen.
Well, but look, Johnny Ray, who's a former co-host here at Free Talk Live, and we miss him, and hopefully he'll come back one of these days, but he's busy taking care of a newborn child. He is Mr. Mom. In that relationship, and the reason why that was chosen was because, well, the mom is a school administrator at a charter school, and fact is, she does more, work than he does as far as bringing more money in.
She's got the higher paying job.
Yeah. So
he does plenty of work.
There's nothing wrong. Right. He was a janitor, and he's still doing a little bit of janitorial work, but not very much compared to what he was doing. He's doing Mr. Mom. Are you saying there's something wrong with
that? Okay, well, he's not really here to defend himself, and he's not really a public figure, so attacking him specifically is not what I'm going to do. But
oh, you are. Okay, well, why don't you have that Johnny Ray, then?
Because he's not here, and he isn't the one who's saying... If he comes here and says he wants to have this fight, then I'll have it, but that's not what's happening.
I'll defend him. I will be his surrogate. More coming up here in moments.
Let's create a fictional person.
Okay, fine. More coming up here in moments.
God.
It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We do have a forum on which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to forum.freetalklive.com, and you can do that there for free. It's forum.freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
So we're talking about this school. Where was it again? Sorry. I don't remember where it was.
It was Penn State.
Penn State. That there's a mathematics department that has memory hold a journalistic kind of scientific study about...
Well, the mathematics department reprimanded the people for writing it. It was the article that memory hold the...
The journal that memory hold them, yeah.
Which is also on the campus, probably run by the mathematics department, right? It's a math journal that would be running this...
Stands to reason.
Yeah. So anyway, the thing that they've memory hold is I guess a study or an overview or something of numbers that had already existed. You were talking about the differences between men male and female intelligence, and the bell curves show that male intelligence tends to extend a little further up on the higher side and further down on the lower side, and is a little bit more depressed in the middle than female intelligence, for lack of a better way of describing it. And they are saying this needs to go away. People don't need to hear about this. Then they flush this, basically, is what's happened so far. And we were talking just a moment ago about STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, math. And you seem to be vehemently against the idea of a woman who wants a child also going into STEM.
Yeah, so any... kind of, by the way, before I get 300 emails, I'm a hypocrite. I'm also against me having gone to law school, so.
Because you're involved in math for a living, you're an accountant, right?
So they don't teach you to add and subtract in STEM.
No? Doesn't. What you do as an accountant count as math?
They teach you how to add and subtract in grade school, Ian.
Yeah, but I don't want to hire an elementary schooler to do my accounting work, Mark.
I understand.
I want to find somebody who's comfortable with numbers, who's good with numbers, and who likes numbers. That's a mathematician. Sounds like you, Melanie.
So they teach financial law in accounting classes. Mm-hmm. They teach advanced math in STEM classes.
Uh-huh. So you're saying you're not advanced enough to be considered a mathematician, even though you do math frequently as part of your job?
That's probably true. Okay. Nobody who hires me or even that I think I've ever talked to would need that.
I don't know what the definition of a mathematician is. When does one become a mathematician? Is it when you start
something
using variables?
More than accounting? Accounting would only be on the periphery of mathematics.
Accounting is more of a arithmetic, trade.
It's not mathematics.
Yeah.
All right, so you're exempting yourself from the category of mathematician, so it's
because
okay for
one.
You to have children. Is that right?
Okay, so I just...
As an attorney, she said that she felt that that was too career-oriented. Yeah. However, an accountant...
But she's not an attorney. She just went to law school.
That's correct. Yeah. But she chose not to take her bar exam, and she did it for a principled reason.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you are going to raise a kid, then also having a demanding career that advances quickly, or not that advances quickly, that the knowledge base advances quickly, those two things don't go together. You're going to neglect one or the other.
It is saying here that accounting and finance are not considered STEM majors, according to Quora.com.
Excellent.
But what I brought up was an example of Johnny Ray, and you said you didn't want to talk about Johnny Ray, so we'll just say a faceless janitor who has a relationship with a woman who works at a school as an administrator. They decided that the faceless janitor should stay home and take care of the child while the woman goes to work. Is that something objectionable to you
it
as well?
It is sub-ideal for the opposite person who is that has all the natural abilities to be the one to take care of the kids, especially when they're very young, and you're literally chemically altered to be the one at home taking care of the kid. Yes.
So, look,
he can't breastfeed the kid.
I don't disagree that it is suboptimal. However, I would also argue that every family is suboptimal.
In some way, you mean?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. They're
okay,
all
that's,
suboptimal.
That's fair, but you can also, and there are different points at which you can actually make decisions. And so I can't go back through a time and not have gone to law school. Somebody else can't go back in time and not have become a single mom. Somebody else can't go back through time and not whatever. But as you're making decisions, granted you're not ever going to be perfect, making decisions that are going to make your situation more suboptimal is kind of by definition not the right decision.
So, if you end up in a relationship with somebody who is your earning superior, right? As a male, I as a male end up in a relationship with somebody who makes more money than I do. And
this makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
We do. Yeah, that does happen. And I don't think I would do well in that, mind you. I did have a girlfriend who was basically an heiress to several million dollars.
Really?
And I couldn't live with the way she treated waiters. You know, there was so much about her attitude I just didn't like.
I've quit hanging out with people for that exact
reason. Yeah, that's a good litmus test, I think.
It happens exactly once. It's a good litmus test because
one of the first things you're going to do with somebody is go out on a date, on, you know, a dinner date. You're going to get to see how they interact with the help.
Yeah.
You know?
So, besides that, I mean,
my God, if you're super wealthy, you should treat a waiter even better because you can afford to tip well.
So I suppose I could have ended up in a situation like this. This girlfriend I had some time ago, I certainly wasn't making good money at the time.
Right, let's say she was really good with waiters and super awesome and...
Right, and whatever the reason was, I end up in a situation where this is my relationship as it exists. Are
we
you saying
her.
That we should choose not to have children because she makes more money than I do? Or what is it?
You said she was an heiress.
Well, but part of it is working for her father's company where she gets paid disproportionately high wages.
Mm. She's got to be a good girl until she can become an heiress, till daddy dies.
Right. She does not receive a trust fund. She works and gets paid more than she would. She does a job and gets paid more than she would get paid for that job.
Okay, well, my first first inclination would be to see if that can be renegotiated to her husband instead of her. I don't know what
taking
the position
it, you mean he would
was,
take over her job?
I don't know what the position is and whether or not anybody who Mark can do it or who can do it or
that
what
was offered
that it requires.
That was
well,
offered.
Okay, then.
Would you define yourself as an anti-feminist?
I'm definitely not a feminist, mm-hmm. and persuaded feminists count as feminists.
I'm just curious as to how, what is this viewpoint? I mean, the idea that, I don't know if there's an, is there a name for this? Is it anti-feminism where she is like, you're vehemently against the idea that a man could stay home and raise a child? You called it suboptimal. I can see that, okay, look, the guy can't, breastfeed, obviously. So that's, I can see that, you know, from the nutritional aspect, but they
well,
don't
there,
have pumps
there
for that, don't
are,
they?
From what we know, there are nominal, if any, benefits to that. The studies on that are flawed, but
well, benefits
some
to
people
what?
Swear by breastfeeding as far
some
as...
Some people swear by this local government. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, the claim is that there's more nutrients and it's, like, better if you're breastfed than
there are
using
studies
the
that
formula.
Say that. Those studies are clearly flawed on their face, if you just even read the abstract. That doesn't mean that that's not the case. Mm-hmm. It just means that there's no evidence of that. It's
what
probably
would you do?
Cheaper and easier. Not have to wash bottles is what I would do.
So you would support breastfeeding out of convenience?
Well, supporting it and what I would do is two different things. So it's like, you know, if there's hamburgers and chicken, what would you do? If I pick chicken, that doesn't mean I support chicken.
Okay. What else is suboptimal? I mean, so, you know, aside from the biology of breastfeeding, what else would be suboptimal?
It sounds
about?
Like just about everything suboptimal. Oh,
I want specifics.
I mean, what about two men, male parents?
No. I just want to talk about men raising a child. Stay-at-home mom, we can get to two men here in a moment.
Okay.
But what makes it suboptimal?
Because women have evolved to be the ones who raise the kids, at least when they're very young. So...
Are you saying it's instinctual that a woman
it's
knows what to do?
So if I said to a guy, okay, you're going to have this, you know, 40-year-old however long career for a year or 2 years at a time at a couple years apart, I'm going to just give you high doses of estrogen and you have to continue to perform at your career.
What?
That is not reasonable.
Hold on, I'm lost. What does that have to do with my question
about
why?
Okay, you understand that like having a kid is not just like they like drop a
pop
kid
right
at you
out.
And it just
there's
like,
chemicals, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They don't just go away the day after you have a kid, you know
yeah.
that, right?
Uh-huh.
They linger around for a while.
Right.
And that's like in an ideal, perfect situation.
So you're saying the child needs to have those chemicals close to them? Is that the idea? That they need to...
The person chemicals
no,
be in the
I'm
milk,
saying I wouldn't... Or, okay, so... You don't
what's suboptimal
just,
about it, though? I mean, that's what I
want
to know. Am I missing something here?
A ton of estrogen
what
and then go try to do surgery.
All right,
it's not a good plan.
So you're saying the woman shouldn't go back to work that quickly. Let's get back into it here. Coming up in Hour 3, it's Free Talk Live. Help!
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.